Hello, listeners, and welcome to Travel in Motion's podcast series. As an airline industry consultancy focused on digital retailing, NDC, and distribution-related topics, we were interested to find out how the vendors in this space are supporting the airlines in these difficult times of COVID-19. In this series, we talk about airline distribution. Where are we headed? Throughout September 2020, we were able to interview five distinguished personalities. They all represent well-known airline industry solution providers which focus on airline digital retailing. From the interviews, we got a lot of very good insights and interesting views on the effect of the global pandemic on the airlines and the vendors. But don't take our word for it. Listen yourself. In the first of five podcasts, we had a chat with Jim Davidson, former CEO of Farelogix. Now, with the acquisition of Farelogix by Axellia, Jim has taken the exciting and challenging role of Chief Product Officer for the complete Axellia Group.
Hi, Jim. Thanks a lot for taking your time today to join us on our podcast, Airline Distribution, Where Are We Headed? It's a pleasure to have you with me today for the next quarter of an hour or so. Jim, can I ask you to briefly introduce yourself and Axellia to our listeners?
Sure. Hey, Daniel. It's great to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you, representing my new company that I work with, Axellia. I'm the chief product officer of Axellia, was the former CEO of Farelogix. We're right in the middle of merging the two companies together. Axellia is a great technology company that really has a tremendous footprint with airlines, primarily in the financial sector, but also in the revenue management and a number of agency-based products around distribution. We also do, we have a partnership with IATA, where we manage a lot of the BSP technology relationship. So it's a broad footprint. Really, when you think about it, focused on kind of the second half of the journey of an airline transactions around payments and settlement. And then it's got the RM solution, revenue management solution up front. So Farelogix slots in quite nicely into that portfolio.
It is. It's very exciting. And I'm sure that there's a big adventure ahead of all of the Farelogix team and the Axellia team to really get that end-to-end solution running as one big cohesive solution. It's exciting for the industry, that's for sure. So let's dive into the questions, shall we?
Sure.
So Jim, what's the effect of the current crisis on Axellia?
Well, this is interesting thing about the crisis. It's obviously impacted heavily the airline industry. And certainly Axellia and Farelogix, like many technology companies servicing the airline industry, the impact has been felt quite broadly, particularly as you look at the transaction. I mean, you look in the sky, there's just not that many planes flying. And so anybody who's in that business of kind of helping planes fly, either from a mechanical point of view or a software and development point of view, there's been an impact. The good news is that we have a tremendous group of airlines that are doing everything they can to support Axellia, and we're doing everything we can do to support the airline. So, no one's going to pretend there's no impact here, but I can say confidently that the way that the Axellia team and the airline customers are working together is really setting us up for a tremendous opportunity when we come out of this.
So, Jim, are you seeing a change of the retailing behavior from your airlines triggered by this crisis?
And look, that's a great question. I think the concept of retailing is proven to be resistant even to the pandemic. But the kind of the execution of retailing has changed. What we're seeing is the concept of trying to get closer to the customer through offers is still there, and it's the focus is more on kind of the safety and performance and giving the customer the assurances that they need that their flight will be safe, that the airline has performed all of its duties to keep the flying public safe. But the concept is still trying to match those services that are best equipped to the needs of the flying customer, whether it's, you know, somebody wants to fly an airline that is willing to do some social distancing, keeping middle seats free, staggered boarding. So again, the concept's still sound. The actual elements are focused on the times right now, which is safety and security.
Coming out of that, you know, with those things, do you actually see new opportunities or chances for these airlines?
Oh, absolutely. I think just like in other industries, you know, the restaurant industry where delivery and different types of menus have changed and probably will change quite permanently. I think on the airline industry, you're seeing the same thing. And, you know, we've all talked about trying to get closer to the customer. And I think that's the new reality, is that the airlines are not just going to look at the flying public as this kind of generic, homogeneous set of people. They either flying leisure or flying business. But I think you're going to see a lot more subsetting of that and trying to get offers much closer to the needs of a specific set of customers, whether they're leisure personal needs, leisure entertainment, leisure vacation needs. I do think there's a whole set of traveling requirements that are very different now than they were a year ago. And I think this is a new opportunity for the airlines to get much closer to the customers with the products that they offer.
So basically segmentation and personalization to an extent will become even more important then.
Yes. And you know, Dan, you and I, we've talked about personalization for a number of years now. And I think, you know, unfortunately, it took a pandemic to bring that into reality. But I do think that the airlines are gearing up for that much more personalized alignment to their customers.
Yeah, yeah. And now, Jim, both Farelogix in the past and Acelia have been, you know, quite focused on NDC and One Order. What will this mean for both of those programs going forward?
Yeah, thanks, Dan. That's a good question, too. The short answer, it accelerates it, both of them. The beauty of this merger is we have been able to really put together a technological platform footprint that really reaches the full aspect of the journey for an airline, from offer to going through to order to settlements and payments and auditing and reconciliations. So, and you really, when you describe that, you essentially describe what NDC and One Order look like. And certainly it doesn't happen overnight. So what the advantage that the new Acelia brings is we can transition airlines kind of along any stage that they are in that journey, whether they're just starting with NDC or whether they're wanting to pilot with One Order or whether they want to move, for example, into order accounting rather than revenue accounting. So because we all know that's not going to happen overnight. There's not a switch that will be pulled. There's a kind of a transactional journey, if you will, of how an airline goes from where we are today to where we want to be with a full NDC One Order journey. So I think, you know, the luck was with us that we had the ability to get together Farelogix with Acelia, and that will be the almost the immediate byproduct.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of those, you know, and talking about the challenges, but also the opportunities that the airlines have that we discussed before, how are you as Acelia able to support the airlines, you know, directly with some of those challenges? Or what have you done, you know, in the past months to support them directly?
Yeah, well, you know, we've certainly worked with our airline customers in making sure that they can continue to enjoy the services they get from both Acelia and Farelogix. And that's mutual. I mean, again, the respect that certainly I have, and I know the leadership of Acelia have for our airline customers, is really just, it's an amazing respect. And that's paying off in how the relationships are going to continue. But we've also done some very tactical things. We've some of our merchandising and pricing engines that we have with customers, we've helped create new bundles. We've helped implement some social distancing with our merchandising engine, allowing airlines to better placement of seats. based on load factors and offering customers opportunity to change flights. So we've done a lot of the kind of the block and tackle, given the new kind of landscape, this temporary landscape. But we've also set up the idea for the future. I mean, this is going to come back. It's going to take some time, probably a little longer time than any of us would have liked or guessed, but it's going to come back. And the beauty of it is we're seeing airlines look at that now through their lens of their product portfolio, and whether that's how they want to put bundles together, how they want to differentiate their products through the different distribution channels. And what I mean by that is products through OTAs and MetaSearch can look very differently than products offered through corporate booking tools. I just think we're going to see a complete acceleration in that. We've talked about it, but maybe the incentives weren't there in terms of motivation. Well, they're there in spades now.
Yeah, and I guess that also means that the thinking within Acelia / Farelogix has to adapt a little bit. And that's sort of where my next question goes is, you know, how does this influence your overall strategy as a company?
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, this is I have the honor of being the chief product officer for a really cool company. And one of the things that my responsibility is to look at the portfolio and look how we in this environment and then the longer term environment, how we address that portfolio against the backdrop of customer requirements. You know, Farelogix and I'm sure Acelia have had a long history of interacting with customers and responding. And that part of the strategy is not going to change. I think the part that's changing is we're going to have to look at the portfolio again with a different lens in terms of what's appropriate for the next 6 to 12 months, 12 to 24 months, and then longer term. So, you know, that's a challenge because typically products aren't built with those kind of horizons in mind. The nice thing about the Acelia line of products, or certainly most of the products, is they are fairly flexible. So you can do things quite differently on a horizon, a planning horizon that makes sense when you're looking at maybe I can only do this for 6 months versus I'm not going to have to do it for after 6 months, or maybe I need to do this temporarily as I compete to try to bring my customers back, or maybe I'm only flying 30% or 40% or 50% of my flights, and I need to make sure those flights are positioned with the proper ancillaries and things like that. So there's a lot of things that airlines are taking into consideration that find their way quickly back into our product portfolio. And I've got a great team. I've always had a great team at Farelogix, and there's some great people at Acelia that are really allowing me to think in that way probably faster than I have in a long time.
Well, and I guess you're at somewhat of an advantage, I'm assuming, because of the acquisition. You were probably working on some strategy work anyways, and it's not something that you had to do now just on the side to sort of settle this whole issue, right?
Yeah, no, it's and again, that's why I say the timing of this, obviously for Farelogix and I think for Acelia and the industry is pretty exceptional when you think about it. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our financing partners, Vista. Really had an eye for certainly Acelia first, and then an eye for Farelogix in terms of what the two could do together. And even in the COVID crisis, they were able to look through that kind of that haze that's sitting there and see the vision. And, you know, they've basically are asking us to charge down that vision. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Very good. Exciting. Jim, just sort of to close this off, what would you say your key learnings are from this crisis? I know we're still in the middle of it, but, you know, to date.
I used to think I've been through it all. And you know, I haven't. The COVID crisis really is, in one sense, has humbled both me and I think companies, and to the point we really have to listen. Because if we charge through the door of an airline tomorrow and say, look, we want you to buy our product and, you know, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know what? We're missing. We're going to miss the boat. So we're even starting this campaign that's around. We're listening. And again, this is not listening in the sense of order taking. We're listening because, you know, as people are all going through this together in this new way, we're going to make mistakes along the way. But part of it is listening to what is on the mind of the airlines themselves, but also they're listening to their customers. And so that's going to translate back into us. So the humbling thing was, I thought I was a good listener. I was probably wrong. So I think it's from a, you know, and again, talking a professional and a relationship that we have with our airlines, listening is probably one of the biggest things that we can do right now as we watch this airline industry come back.
Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you again and to catch up after all this time. I'm excited to see where Acelia Farelogix is going in the next months and years. Thanks a lot for your views on what's going on now and how we can tackle this challenge. And yeah, with that, thank you very much. I wish you and Acelia all the best in the coming months.
Thanks, Daniel. And I look forward to seeing you at an in-person conference.
Yeah, I hope so soon. Thank you.
Travel in Motion thanks you for listening, and we hope you found the podcast interesting. If you have any questions or need support with your digital strategies and transformation, feel free to get in touch via our website, LinkedIn, or via info@travelinmotion.ch. That's info@travelinmotion.ch.